the West Texas Catholic Men's Podcast.
Yeah, and I love it.
Last name, I remember forever. Yeah, way back then. Being here right now, I think it's good for me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what I think of anything else, but at this moment, this is what I needed, I think.
I love it.
I and even if I don't even reach people, y'all have just touched me right now in ways that y'all have no idea what it means, so that's
me,
good.
Me too. Yeah, I love this. I think it's a positive influence on men, and I think we're doing what we're supposed to be doing as the spiritual. For the Rosary Rally?
Yeah.
You go out there and make a fool of yourself or whatever, or, you know, praying the Rosary, but how easy is it when you do it when you're drinking?
To make a fool of yourself.
So get drunk with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. I mean, because you can make a fool of yourself for doing anything. Why not do something for the right reasons? And it's not really
making... I've made a fool of myself so many times for so many dumb reasons.
Yes, and now...
The right reasons.
Let's do something different.
For the right reasons. I don't know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So we did speak about the conference. It was good. Jeremy, you were there and you were influenced by what you saw. And for you, it was a particular thing to see deacons, and now it's pushed you to that next level to pursue that, right?
Yes.
So what got me was that Israel made a profound difference in you too that day, right?
With just his presence, his hug, his smile.
He gave you a hug and a smile, like... We needed that. We need that because men they miss that from their dad or whatever. But because it really comes from the father himself, if you think about it.
And then growing up, if you didn't have that contact from your parents, and you never know what true love is.
Yeah.
But Israel, that hug being there for the last 20 years now, it never goes away.
Yeah.
And so growing up again, there'll be other times that I'll share on another podcast that I'll share my story of not having the contact. Discipline is not always love. Discipline is not love. And if you're grown, if you grow up with just discipline as being love, you really don't know what love is.
Mm.
And if you're not led to the church, you have no clue of what real true love is.
Yeah.
And just a hug from another man that really has that love for you, the best intentions for you, wants nothing but the best for you. That's what you want. That's love right there. That's how you can be compassionate and you learn how to share it with people. I have three daughters that I had to learn how to hug.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn how to tell these little girls that I love you.
Yeah.
And that for my part, that really sucked for me not being able to share that with them. But it was the wife telling me, you have to do this. You have to show them love instead of just discipline.
Yeah.
But if that's all I know, that's all I know.
Yep.
But now, yes, we hug. I love you. The 15 calls a day. I mean, they need that because I want them to see that in their next partner.
You're right.
I want them to see that man, that love from a man that they want as a husband.
I don't know where I heard that somewhere. I don't know where in the world that you have to kiss your wife before you go to work or something like that.
I do.
I don't know why or where I had to learn that from somebody, but I've done it because I think as men, me in particular, I'm not an affectionate guy. I do side hugs at best. I don't do nothing with nobody. I'm not like Israel that'll come up to you and hug you and make a difference for the whole world. I'm just, and even if somebody hugs me, I'm awkwarded out. But I'm having to learn, like you said, Jeremy, that the only way people are really going to change is with love. And we're going to have to realize that it comes through us if we let God do the loving. Because the moments that I feel of grace is when I to love somebody. The moment I feel more apt to love somebody is when I feel God's grace. I need to reach out to so and so. I need to reach out and go ahead and comfort them and hug them. And usually it's a nephew or somebody that needs some guidance.
But you talk about Israel with that hug. Other places, other groups, other men, I don't do that hug. I don't do that. I'll do the handshake on the side, pat on the back, but
not true.
Yeah, but again, whatever reason,
his mom.
That was Israel, because I've seen him since I started in church. He was the first person I saw, so that meant something. But yes, you have to learn how to love. You have to learn how to be loved.
Yeah,
I think that's a big thing. Once you learn how to be loved by somebody else.
And that's not a manly thing to say. It's not a manly thing to say, but the more you get Christ-centered and more Christ in your life, that's really what came. That's why he said, hey, get prostitutes over here and everything, because y'all missing the picture here. That guy on the side of the street, that guy's paralyzed, y'all missed him. He's trying to get healed in the pools of Bethesda, and you guys didn't even help him. You know, he's always talking about things like that, reaching the marginalized. And that's what the church teaches, but it doesn't really resonate to us normal guys. Like, what is all that?
Especially in today's world, you can't be that manly man. You can't say I love you. You can't do any of that anymore, because I don't even know who the man is anymore.
Oh,
you know? So,
that's another broadcast.
That's another one. But
well, you don't know if it's a man or a woman.
Oh. You know, but just the manly man's gone. And the love is gone. No, you can't say that, because, you know, oh, you show weak. No, you need to be able to say I love you and really mean it. But once you know who God is, it makes a big difference.
I remember my son, he said, he called me one time. He was 7th grade, 8th grade. And we hang up. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're making fun of him at school. And I said, babe, don't listen to them. It's not their fault that their daddy can't tell them they love him.
That's true. They laugh because they wish they had that.
Because they're ignorant of the fact. That's it. Whenever I have troubles, it's just ignorant. They're just ignorant of the fact. They're not dumb. They just don't know.
Usually the people that are mad at you or making fun of you is because they wish they had what you had. Kind of like an idiot. I think that's maybe the Protestants' problem too. They hate or whatever. Because they wish they had what we had.
They can't say I love you.
They can't. They don't love us. They kick us out of the prison ministry. They kick us out of everything else. No, you guys are Catholic.
Well, you're way up here.
Yeah, exactly. We wish we were like you. Get out of here.
Well, they shouldn't have taken the books out. That would be all right.
Yeah, took out some important books.
Yes. Well, because they're cafeteria Catholics. I mean, they're
first cafeteria Catholics.
They pick and choose what they want. What makes sense for them.
The really lost ones now, they say, oh, you guys added those books afterwards. After what? We put the Bible together? What are you talking about?
Right?
Why do you make it so hard, though? They believe that they're saints, right? They believe in Saint Stephen, all the apostles, right? Mm-hmm. Why don't you just peel that layer back and find out where he's buried? What's on top of that rock?
The Vatican, the Peter's Cathedral.
But it's just nuts.
So, I almost feel like this did not record earlier, so I'm just synopsizing, summarizing everything we spoke about. And we have the conference was amazing. We fought really hard for the Eucharistic healing. It was just a battle every time we met, trying to make it happen. But why? Well, that was probably one of the most important, powerful things that happened, that our Lord came, and it was in the Eucharist. And that's because he is in the Eucharist. His blood is there. Literally, scientific evidence is there in the Eucharistic miracles. It's always the heart of a man. So, 33-year-old man that was beat up, and it's always his heart in the Eucharistic miracles. So, why don't we love him more? Why don't we actually believe? Even if it's scientifically proven to you right there, why don't you believe? So, maybe we should think about that. Go to church when he's alone. He's alone. You're alone. He's alone. You got problems, he's got problems. Literally, when we mess up, he's suffering because of it in the whole world. So we need to, like, man up. There's too many women running the show because us men don't step up. So it's time
for the
men.
But we want to be the man of the house.
Yeah, but you still want to be the man of the house. You don't want to do anything for God. Okay, well, that's not really being a man then.
Yeah.
Other than that, we also announced that St. Andrew's Ministry, inspired by their conferences. Also, they made their own ministry, and we want to encourage everybody to come out and see Jim Caviezel and Deacon Harold Burke on September 20, 21st. And you can find their information online at standrewmn.org. And so save the date. We want to fill up that. I think it fills up thousands of seats, so come on down. And our next conference is in Andrews, Texas. I know it's further, but we'll let you stay for free there. Bring your RVs and whatever we can do to accommodate you. It's going to be amazing because it's a brand new facility. We've been working for about 12 years to build, and we'd like to have you there. So come on down and make it an amazing event. And please pray for the men's conferences, because this men's ministry has been uphill challenge for the last 12, 15 years. It's just everything uphill. And the last biggest hurdle was the pandemic. But thanks be to God, after it looks like we've grown out of it, and lives are being touched. As we have Jeremy here with us, he says he saw the deacons there, and you were touched by that, right?
Deacons, and deacons going into the program, and once I saw them up there on stage, I knew this is what I needed to be.
Wow.
Where so I was called to be.
Discerning, studying that now, that's amazing. And I also said earlier that most of us, except Steve, I've been trying to be deacons. He's here smiling. But some of us are rejects, some of us are put on hold, and some of us are actually moving forward, trying to lay down our lives for God so we can be those healing hands, those laying hands, as you were saying earlier, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can have that from God himself, so you can be an instrument of God, right?
That's it. That's it. Seems pretty simple, but yeah, that's it.
Serve.
Talking about the conference, it is crazy how difficult this last year was to get put together. There was so many bumping heads and so many disagreements. And
yes, it was hard.
I don't know. I don't remember being that difficult in the years past, but this last year was, man, it just, you know, like what? It didn't want to happen.
It really came together in a very, very good conference. You know, early in the day when I was sitting at the registration table, I was trying to deal with selling.
A lot going on.
But selling some T-shirts, and I was kind of bending over the box with the T-shirts in it, and somebody had just walked in the door. Said, "Hi, Steve. How you doing?" And I looked up, and it was Bishop Sis. And I said, "Oh, Bishop, I'm glad to see you. I'm doing well, thank you." But then, see, here's the interesting thing about our bishop. He spent the whole day hearing confessions.
We have an amazing bishop.
Yeah, the whole day hearing confessions. And I just really love that.
Yes. Imagine the drain, the spiritual draining that taken from Bishop.
Exhausting,
amazing man.
I think just like you were touched, Jeremy, with deacons, there were other talks that touched others, because I heard Deacon Jess, Jesse Romero touched some, like the first thing they say is Jesse Romero. But I think there was some really left side people with John of the Holy Spirit. I think some people were being touched by him in a special way too, believe it or not, because his theology was just going a little deep for some of us. I know Bishop Sis was trying to tune in and catch some of that too, but everybody had their thing that was there, you know. So.
Now, it's funny you said that. Father John, also, of the Holy Cross, right?
Holy Spirit,
I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. Wow. That's it.
Yeah. After that, he went to St. Stephen's and did some parish ministries, missions and stuff. So,
I think he said we were too cheap.
Oh, yeah. He says our tickets are too cheap.
Our
conference is too cheap.
I have kind of pointed that out in the past. But you know what? Wherever that fee is all right with me. I just remember that when Father Kevin was kind of administering the Young Adults Conference at St. Stephen's, and the ticket price was $100.
Wow.
I said, gee, are you sure that that's not going to turn some people away? And he said, well, you know, in the past when we've done a Young Adults Conference, the ticket price was a lot smaller and we had a lot of no-shows. People who registered paid the fee, but no show. And he said, we want to avoid the no-shows.
Well, maybe I need to start charging for our weekly Trails and reunion groups. Because there's a lot of no-shows going on there.
It's free. I'm not going.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you charge me $100, I'll be there.
Yeah, reverse psychology. Yeah. Well, maybe we need to do that. Well, that kind of wraps it up for us. We've been amazed, and we want you to know that this men's ministry needs prayer. So pray for us. And we're praying for everybody. We're trying hard, but we need everybody's prayers. The women's they actually helped us a lot in this conference. They actually make the men do stuff, like Jeremy here. And the women are super important. But how are you going to change the world without the men? And the men are kind of what Jesus chose around here to make stuff happen. So help us, Lord. We need your help. We pray for all these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus, thank you for everybody listening to this, and we pray that you continue to inspire us and help us do your holy will on earth as it is in heaven. As we say, glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thank you for tuning in, and I'd say prayers, and keep up. Well, until next time, God bless everybody, and
always praying.
Always praying. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to West Texas Catholic Men's Conferences podcast. Check us out. Help us. Pray for us. WTXmen.com. WTXmen.com.